This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is a Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed it is. At TacticalHolsters.com with G-Code. When you go to G-Code, when you go to TacticalHolsters.com, what you're going to find is more than simply holsters. Check them out. One-stop shop. For all true practical purposes, there's no longer simply one United States of America. Now we have two radically different Americans. The Democrats, led by the left, represent both American coasts and urban cities, while the Republicans and their conservative base represent the rest of the country, sandwiched in between the leftist elites. In days gone by, our country has been represented by two major political parties and had the same end values and vision, but they differed in the methodology of trying to get there. Today, conservatives no longer share the same mission as the left. Their missions are polar opposites, and the divide is beginning to look unbridgeable. Conservatives, and I'm talking about the real conservatives, too. I'm not talking about the Jonah Goldbergs and the Kevin Williamsons and the Bill Crystals and Lindsey Grahams and John McCain's and those kinds. The Mitt Romneys, okay? True conservatives seek a return to the constitutional principles of less government, a free market, and sovereignty. The left, with the help of certain Republicans, seeks open borders, wealth redistribution, and statism. And for the last 8 years, the left has made some considerable inroads that way with the ascension of Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama. Under his administration, businesses are overregulated and heavily taxed. Healthcare was socialized and our borders are wide open. Sanctuary cities sprang up throughout the land, and the resettlement of migrants from hostile Third World War-torn countries were and continue to be given a welcome mat. No longer is there any distinction between a citizen and an illegal for many in the media, our universities, and our local institutions. Schools and law enforcement are told to look the other way when confronted with those who have entered our country illegally. Those who seek to preserve our culture and our sovereignty and language are labeled as racists and bigots and Islamophobes and the usual litany of insults. To the degree that they have done what they can, the left has tried to stifle debate, and many people just simply don't do it anymore until now, of course. And we should not be worried about being labeled as a racist or a xenophobe. When it comes to Muslims, I may plead guilty. Until they get a handle on Sharia, I may have to plead guilty. And that simply becomes a matter of winning in any conflict where the American way of life is going to be at risk. I want to win that one. Language is key when it comes to winning a war of ideas, and the left has succeeded in shutting down debate by resorting to name-calling and ridicule of opponents. Fear and shame work, especially if you're part of the part of the establishment. Fear, shame will work really good. And no one knows that better than those who have successfully used it to shut down free speech. Right now, there's a move by the left to censor conservatives on the internet. Soros and his checkbook, he's out there, and several left-leaning foundations have infiltrated WikiLeaks. Or Wikipedia, excuse me, with millions in donations. Wikipedia, I don't know how much we lose with that. Leftist Southern Poverty Law Center, the organization rich with Soros millions, cut a deal to smear and discredit those on the right. As an example, Frank Gaffney from the Center for Security Policy and David Horowitz from the Freedom Center are now labeled as peddlers of hate and conspiracy peddlers. Now, the problem with that a lot of people don't seem to be facing is who's saying it, where they're saying it, and who's listening to them, because the listeners are beginning to get thinner and thinner, because this is all coming from the legacy media, the formerly mainstream media. Censorship is commonly utilized in countries run by tyrants, and its use here threatens our liberty while much of America remains clueless that censorship has even taken place. The clueless ones, though, some of them woke up, some of them didn't. Some are happy, some aren't with this election. It is imperative for conservatives to employ alternative strategies to get their message out to the public. Congratulations, that has happened. And even though we, you know, talk radio can only go so far. Social media can only go so far to advance a message. All of those things have limitations, and all of those things have threats of censorship and regulation. We now exist in a state of what can be described as a nonviolent civil war between the left and the right, and it has infiltrated all walks of life. The presidential campaign was over November the 8th, and it's still ongoing today, even though the election is over and the Republicans won, Trump won. They hope on the left that they can overturn the results of the election or impeach Trump. And Obama, unlike his predecessors, has stated that he's going to remain in D.C. to obstruct the incoming president and the Trump agenda. And if they have their way, the left will not permit Trump and the Republicans to govern. They and their cohorts in the media, Hollywood, and the universities will do everything they can to stop the will of the people. And it's up to the people to make sure that the will is known. It's up to the people to know that the people out there that we have put in place will get out there and understand what we want them to do. Some states that have lots and lots of conservative people, you know, California has 9 million gun owners. And I'd be willing to bet that there is a very substantial portion of them that are just like me, that are exactly like me. And they're not represented at all in their state. Not at all. What we have now is a war for the heart and soul of America. And whether we like it or not, we are all foot soldiers in this ideological combat. Trump did win. Now gun shops have lots of guns to sell because they were set and ready to go if Hillary won. Now that Trump has won, things are different when it comes to stuff like that. But you know what? The work has just begun because Trump is not going to be allowed to exist. Although Trump is going to be Trump. That's one thing I like about him. He's going to do what he set out to do. He doesn't care what anybody says. And we need to adopt that same thing. When they come and call us racist, just look at them and say, shut up. That's not right. That's fake news. Shut up. You're not even allowed to speak to me. Shut up. And just not care what they call us. Don't care about being shamed or anything else. The election is over. We did persevere, and that is stupendous. That is simply, though, a starting point. It means nothing right now. This means the work has begun, and it will begin in earnest on the 20th. The war for the heart and soul of this country continues. It's going to be up to me and you to show up so that we make sure the war gets fought, and we make sure that we persevere again. We'll be right back.
your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Big non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Zorro.com. Quality is the difference.
Yeah, it is. Quality and a warranty that is unlike, well, the warranty is backed up by the fact that it's pretty much indestructible. That always goes a long way with me, too. TacticalHolsters.com. I'm going to say something that's going to be unpopular. There's a lot of movies that Meryl Streep is in that I like. I do wish that she had not unburdened herself at the Golden Globes or shared her feelings of her revulsion for the president-elect. It would have been nice to let me continue to live in my fantasy world that she was apolitical, but I knew better. I'd seen her out there on the campaign trail for Hillary. We're currently in a prolonged season of leftist suffering, so it was not really surprising to see a Hollywood legend dump on Trump. It was the trendy thing to do. While liberals feel her comments were brave and compelling, like Captain Kirk of the rebooted Star Trek said that, Chris Pine, to people like me venting her hostility at a moment when she was being honored for a well-deserved award for lifetime achievements in her film career, for me it seemed sort of self-indulgent, and it was sort of awkward, too. It was, you know, this is, she doesn't know what she's talking about, so it seemed very off point. Culturally speaking, people like me don't have very many places to go without some sort of leftist political thing being stuck in my face. But there's also a place for apolitical entertainment, or at least entertainment that doesn't actively bash conservatives. That's what makes it entertaining, that we get to sit back. Not too long ago. Okay, not too long ago, when I was recovering from the heart attack, I started watching a lot of YouTube when I decided that I was going to be a YouTuber as soon as I could get up and move around. And I watched this kid named Casey Neistat. Very innovative filmmaker he is, and he was, I was pretty sure, just based on some of the things he showed on his vlog, that he was a leftist. But he never got out there and really did anything politically based to any real degree. Okay? And it was a very nice step away from the day-to-day, right? And then he made this video right before the election where he said, I'm going to be voting for Hillary Clinton, and you should get on top of all of these other YouTubers and demand to know who they're going to vote for. Because that was a very stupid thing for anybody to say, because in the world of YouTube, the biggest YouTubers with the most subscribers, their YouTube channel is about gameplay, video gameplay. Most of these guys are truly apolitical. They just sit around and whatever the magic box spews out is what they say. But, you know, that's a story for another day. So it was nice to, when he went political and everything, and then, of course, when he got stomped, very shortly after that, he sold his business to CNN. And, yes, he's still a leftist and everything, but he's lost a little bit of something now. And I lost that place I used to go to escape and be in an apolitical place. That's nice to go to sometimes. It's very hard to find something like that today. You can't find it in movies. You can't find it in shows. You can't even find it in books. It pops up when it's least expected over the last few years. There's been a lot of books that included anti-conservative barbs, totally extraneous to the storyline of the characters. Take, for example, Olive Kittredge. You know, it's a Pulitzer Prize winning novel until you get about two-thirds of the way through. Then suddenly Olive, apropos of nothing she has done or said so far, slams the president, who happens to be from Texas, whom she considers a moron, who looks retarded. So much for you not using harsh language that demeans the developmentally disabled. Then there's Anne Lamott, who is also very political. She has a book called Grace Eventually on the recommendations of many people. Every few pages, she would dredge up George Bush or Dick Cheney, whose depredation she said plunged her into depression and binge eating. I guess that for her, grace may come eventually, but only if you're a liberal. Still looking, there was, you know, there was this book called Correspondence, which was a charming epistolary novel about a New York-based accountant who discovers he has inherited a trove of valuable letters written by some of the history's most celebrated writers, including Dickens, Trollope, Thackeray, Eliot. As he corresponds with a British rare manuscript dealer salivating to examine and purchase the collection, the two of them suddenly begin an exchange about George Bush and Tony Blair. And then they beat up on their respective leaders. What this had to do with the literary letter story is a bit of a mystery. So, actors and artists and writers and other artistic creators are free to inject politics in their work and in their public pronouncements, but I wonder if they ever ask themselves if it's worth alienating a large part of their audience. That's the thing about people that are creative. Now, I'm trying to be creative, and I'm not necessarily, you know, my creativity is based upon what I do here. So I am driving a lot. I get all kinds of really vile comments that I wish I could meet the people that have said some of this stuff. That would be just so worth the price of admission. But I'm not worried about messing them up, but I'm not out there. I'm presenting a editorial opinion-based thing, a platform, a presentation. I'm not pretending to be somebody that I'm not. I'm not getting into character. I'm not trying to. I know that I am not popular in a broad swath of America. And I know that. And that's why I don't, you know, for that reason, some would say, well, why don't you temper it? Because I won't. If I temper it, it'll be gone. I don't know how many people actually sit back and say, I don't know if what I'm doing is worth it to alienate these people. Apparently, those that are in the make-believe business don't think it's a bad thing to alienate people. So, okay, that's fine. Enjoy the pushback. You're listening to Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA, and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
That is nice. I like that. I like that particular piece. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. Let's get it pumped. There we go, G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity. Modularity is a big thing. Modularity means that with a G-Code holster, that you can take this thing and configure it dozens of different ways. Do you need for it to fit under your car dash? Do you need for it to fit on your thigh? You can literally take the attachment points and put them all over your body, all over your equipment, and move the holster all over the place with just the simple RTI attachment system, which is as simple as it is. It is one of the most secure things I've ever seen in my life. You can literally hang somebody upside down and suspend them by the holster if the paddle or the suspension piece is actually mounted to something that won't move. And that's what makes them unique, that modularity. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. The intensity of the hatred of this, what the results of this election. See, that they always say that whenever you get out there and you start invoking the name of Lincoln, that's always bad. That's always bad politically, because Lincoln is always going to be looked at as the Civil War president. As good as he was, for all of the things, for all of the brass tacks, that's what he was. Now, we, of course, hope that that is a precedent that will not be equaled. But there has been remarkable fury at people who do not shun Trump. Boycotts of a company whose shareholder contributed to a PAC supporting Trump. That would be L.L. Bean. L.L. Bean's as American as they come. Attempts to pressure the president of a historically black college to prevent its marching band from performing at the inaugural. Hateful rhetoric at the Hollywood Awards ceremonies. And there's going to be more to come, without a doubt. There's going to be more to come. A useful perspective here would be to regard this as a religious conflict. Look at these people as, you know, they're cult-like. They behave exactly the way the left is behaving when a member leaves the fold. And remember that Trump used to be a member of good standing within the Democrats, within their little cultural machine. He even had a show on NBC, a mainstay of the left, in addition to being a generous contributor to many Democrats. An anonymous poster on Reddit offers an interesting take on the religious nature of the conflict. He asks, why is Hollywood in particular freaking out so badly over Trump? First, because he's a Republican, sort of, who might actually do the things he said he wanted to do. But second, because this is the first cultural victory the right has scored since Reagan stumbled into one in the 80s, which is a very astute observation. I like it. The left is used to losing political battles. They scream and cry over these, but they don't truly panic because they know that as long as they maintain their hammerlock on the culture, Republicans can't really change anything. Blue team progressivism is a church. It offers you a moral superiority and a path to spiritual enlightenment. As a church, it's got a lot going for it. It runs religious programming on television all day, every day. Every modern primetime program is like a left-wing Andy Griffith show, reinforcing lessons of inclusion, tolerance, feminism, anti-racism. Watching a 90-pound sci-fi heroine beat up a room full of giant evil men is as satisfying to the left as watching a John Wayne movie was for me. The Blue Church controls the HR department. So even if you don't go to church, you have to act like a royal churchgoer in every way that matters while you're on the clock and off the clock on any kind of public social media platform. John Stewart and John Oliver are basically TV preachers. Watching them gives the same sense of quiet superiority your grandma gets from watching the 700 Club. The messages are constantly reinforced, providing that lovely dopamine hit like an angel's voice whispering, "You're right. You're better. You're a winner." Hollywood award shows are like church talent shows. You know, the skits aren't that funny. The jokes aren't that funny, but it's fun to look at the pretty girls. And then, of course, you're all on the same team. And the interesting point is that until now, red conservatism is a business selling a set of political products. They don't make you feel good. They don't appeal to your morality or your spiritual sense of self, but sometimes you need some of these. You need some of these products. Like, I don't know, security, jobs, national defense, the appeal of freedom and family values. Sometimes that rings hollow, but when people are flying planes into buildings, it'd be nice if you had a nice, strong member of Conservatism, Inc. sitting in the big chair. And now we have the unequal match, which has changed. that's the part that a lot of people don't quite get. For the first time in decades, voters explicitly rejected the Blue Church, defying hours of daily cultural programming, years of indoctrination from the schools, and dozens of explicit warnings from HR. We've been trained since childhood to obey the pretty people, but for the first time in decades, that didn't work. Trump won because Flyover America wants their culture back, and the Blue Team has not been rejected like that before. The younger ones have grown up in an environment where blue faith assumptions cannot be questioned except anonymously by the bad kids on Twitter. But now the bad kids are getting bolder, posting funny memes that make you laugh even though John Oliver would not approve, like passing crude, dirty pictures under the table at Sunday school. Meryl Streep is panicking because for the first time voters have rejected her and everything her faith has taught her to believe. Because Trump's not peddling a religion. Oh, no. No, not at all. He is peddling a counterculture that challenges the blue faith. And that's what Meryl Streep is really scared of. She's not truly aware, but just like fluttering housewives couldn't really understand the counterculture threat in 1968. But they feel that there's been a shift, that something's changed. And they know that they have to fight it. They don't know quite what it is when they're saying it. That's because this threat isn't just passing pointless budget resolutions and selling pointless platitudes. These guys mean business. And they're fighting now on what she thinks was her turf. So the global warming religion has already folded itself into the Trump hater cult. Question facing us now is how to deprogram the cult members. We'll see. We'll see how far they're willing to go. Because that's a big question. How far are they willing to go? Without a doubt, it's about to get real entertaining. But I'm going to enjoy myself. Now, when we get back, now we're going to talk about this glitch that happened at C-SPAN. This is Lock and Load.
Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate,
Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. One-stop shop for all of your tactical needs, tacticalholsters.com. When you go into, like, if I were at Genesis Communications Network right now, Genesis and I've never asked this question, but I would presume that they are monitoring certain news sources right now. So that means they have these news sources coming into them the same way they have me coming into them. Something could happen in what's punched up because the board operators operate on a board that looks like it would probably control a nuclear missile, the very complicated pieces of equipment. They run them. But there could be something punched that they did not see at first glance. It would bring you something a little different than what's supposed to be on there. Apparently, there was a series of technical glitches somewhat like this with C-SPAN and MSNBC. And instead of getting out there and looking at things and saying, well, this is a possibility of something it could be, all of a sudden it became something that was a hacking incident. Because apparently C-SPAN, they had an RT Russia Today feed coming in on their channel for 10 minutes. C-SPAN, for their part, they claim it was a routing issue. They put this out. This afternoon on the online feed for C-SPAN was briefly interrupted by RT programming. We're currently investigating and troubleshooting this occurrence, as RT is one of the networks we regularly monitor. We are operating under the assumption that it was an internal routing issue. If that changes, we will certainly let you know. Then there was the incident at the CIA confirmation hearings where the lights in the hearing room went out. Thursday morning, the CIA confirmation hearing was interrupted when the lights mysteriously went out during the hearing. The blackout occurred about 10 minutes into the Senate Committee on Intelligence hearing for Representative Mike Pompeo. Chairman Burr and I have committed to conduct a review of the intelligence supporting the intelligence community's assessment of Russia at the direction, Senator Mark Warner said, when the power in the room, including the camera feed, cut out at 10:14 a.m. Eastern Time. Senator Warner went on to say of President Vladimir Putin, according to the New York Post. Finally, during an appearance by Washington Post reporter David Ignatius on MSNBC, another technical glitch caused him to repeat the word Russia several dozen times. And that had to do with, I would have to guess, I've had my signal going to GCN glitch. And then whatever the last thing I said was, it will keep repeating itself. And that's what I would think it would be. But then again, you know, all of this stuff. For the weak-minded out there, this is where the people come in and say, they've been hacked. This becomes the fodder for the conspiracy theorists. But to believe it's all Russia's fault, you have to believe in precognition. Because how would the Russian hackers or anyone else know when to turn the lights out in the hearing room, just as the committee was talking about Russia, for example? How could the hackers know that Ignatius was going to say the word Russia right at that time? Now, the explanation by C-SPAN is plausible. And, of course, we're going to wait to see what they come up with. And we should always wait for the investigation. Meanwhile, everybody needs to chill out. All this talk about Russian hacks has us ascribing even the most innocent coincidences to the evil machinations of the Kremlin. And you should always employ Occam's razor. When in doubt, the simplest explanation is usually the correct one. And conspiracy theorists, you need to ask yourselves one very important question. Who benefits? If you believe this was all planned, why would Russia want to demonstrate its ability to hack our information suppliers? That would only reinforce the narrative the Trump haters are pushing. If anyone had a motive to do this, it would be the left pushing that, doing that. Yeah. Make no mistake about it. We have an intelligence gathering apparatus that is second to none. And we're in about a 5 or 6 way tie. Because right now, everything in America has got a couple of certain hot words. That's being monitored by Russia, China, Israel, France, Germany, England, friend and foe alike. We do the same thing to them. Everybody from those countries, the bad countries, to include Islamic stuff, they have agents forward deployed here. Yeah. Yeah, they do. Not to try to confuse you with the Odessa files or anything, but not the Odessa files, Telefon, that movie Telefon with all of those sleeper agents. And we have them there. We have them there. So hacking is not something new. We've been experiencing this for a long time, especially on the state level, on the state-sponsored level. Now, some countries are a little more backwards than we are, and therefore they can't do some of these things. But you better believe that everybody in Asia right now is listening. You better believe that most of them in Europe are listening. You better believe that all of them in China are listening. Russia is listening. Everybody's listening. And we're listening to them. Who remembers the Stuxworm, Stuxnet, whatever it was, the virus we sent to Iran to make the centrifuges spin up, spin down, spin up, spin down, to where they eventually wore themselves out instead of doing the even spinning up and spinning down that they're supposed to do. We did that. Or we gave it to Israel and they did that. Somebody did that. Somebody sent that there because we're listening. We're monitoring. I'm being monitored. You're being monitored. You know this. This is nothing new. And I very seriously doubt that if Russia was out there and they wanted to. The first thing about an espionage operation or a sabotage operation or just an intelligence operation is you never let that be known that it's occurring. You don't get out there and advertise it. You don't get out there on C-SPAN and take over the thing, take over the broadcast. If you want to you want to be on the down low. This is not like a rap video. So who benefits from this? I don't know. But when in doubt, the simplest explanation is usually going to be the correct one. And that's what we need to stay with. All of this other stuff. I get it all the time, too. I get it all the time. And, I'm always constantly a barrage with the, well, this could happen, and that could happen, and this could happen. And I'm just like, well, look, if you wanted my opinion and I gave it to you and you weren't going to be happy with it, why would you even ask me my opinion? I don't play that game well. I'm sorry. So sorry. All right, we're getting ready to head into the third hour. When we get back, we're going to talk about what you should do if you shoot somebody. A little second call defense stuff, if you will. A little preparation for that as best we can do it. And some other things when we get back. But that's hour number two is inbound. Remember, for the National Reciprocity, email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.